With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The United States military striking yet another boat loaded with drugs in the waters off of Venezuela. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump said six people aboard the vessel were killed in the strike and no U.S. forces were harmed. It's the fifth deadly strike in the Caribbean as the Trump administration has asserted it's treating alleged drug traffickers as unlawful combatants. On Capitol Hill, some Republicans want more information from the White House on the legal justification and details of the strikes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Charlie Kirk, who was fatally shot, of course, 1 month ago at a college in Utah. The president praised Charlie as a fearless warrior for liberty and a beloved leader who galvanized the next generation. Well, the president maybe didn't get the Nobel Peace Prize this year, but House Speaker Mike Johnson announcing he plans to nominate the president in 2026, saying the president deserves acknowledgement for his leadership forging that peace agreement in the Middle East.
This is an historic moment. It deserves enormous credit and recognition on the world stage. It's truly, truly historic. For generations, we have aspired to peace in the Middle East, everyone around the world, and now President Trump has delivered it.
As the government shut down now in its third week, the Office of Management and Budget says it's getting ready to batten down the hatches for more reductions. In Alaska, officials trying to get to people along coastal villages hit by remnants of Typhoon Halong. Authorities say three people are missing and fear dead. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham going back to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist has announced that he will take his God Loves You tour to Manchester in October of 2026. Graham was in the UK over the summer this year, and he says he selected Manchester because it has been the scene of terrorist attacks lately. Meanwhile, he is gearing up for the final overseas trip of 2025 on his schedule. He will preach the gospel in Brazil on November 7th and 8th. The event will take place in a stadium in Buenos Aires. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in St. Petersburg, Florida, considering the adoption of an LGBT flag in response to GOP Governor Ron DeSantis' order that gay pride messages be removed from public streets. Several city council members say they want more information about what the state might do in response to the adoption of the flag, a clear violation of the governor's effort to keep public places neutral. This is SRN News. Well, further evidence that artificial intelligence is working its way into virtually every corner of American life, including professional sports.
Injuries are a big part of the NFL, and staying healthy can make or break a season. Now, the league has partnered with Amazon Web Services to use technology, including AI, to predict and prevent injuries. The digital athlete tool collects data from all 32 teams to help manage players' health. The tool has been available for three seasons now. It's being praised for its comprehensive data, which also helps to improve equipment to reduce concussions. Rich Thomason, Washington.
An attorney for the family of Tyler Skaggs says the L.A. Angels should be responsible for the drug overdose of the pitcher. Team's attorney, however, says they were not aware of the drug use by Skaggs, or else they would have done something to help. More details, srnnews.com.